It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
This high school football season just seemed to have flown by, whichever one. But nonetheless, it has seemed to be very, very quick. And here we are now heading into the first round of the GHSA playoffs, already having a round of the GISA playoffs under our belt. And so, yeah, high school football, high school playoff football in full swing, in my opinion, one of the best times of the year, goes perfect with Thanksgiving. High school football playoffs and Thanksgiving synonymous with one another. The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by DBM Roofing, and by Wild Adventures. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate, 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. Highly recommend those folks, by the way. Good folks. I actually know them personally, and they will indeed take very good care of you. Okay, so here we go. High school football playoffs. Talk about some of the games. Next segment, we'll talk about the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And then, as always, toward the end of the show, I will pick the teams that I think will advance out of the first round of the GHSA playoffs. We already know that Frederica is eliminated from last week. Valwood took them out in the first round. We also know that Bullock Academy will not be playing. Well, they did not play last week. They will indeed play this week in the, I guess, second round of the GHSA playoffs. And I go ahead and tell you, I'm picking Bullock Academy. You know, they got to play up, right? They play like in a 3A schedule in the GISA. They're in a 3A region, and then for whatever reason, when playoff time comes, the last few years, the GISA has done this to them. They have bumped them up to 4A, but even with them going up to 4A, I still think that they are legit. I think they're going to be right in the mix of it, if not the favorite to win the whole dang thing. All right, so in 6A in the GHSA, Willer at Colquitt. Colquitt's the one seed in that region. I don't know how many years it's been in a row, but it's been a good many. I want to say since 2013, but, you know, there are a lot of folks that listen to the show over in the Colquitt, Valdosta, and Camden areas. They'll be able to fact check me on this, and that's fine. But I think that Colquitt has won the region every year since 2013, or at least been in a tie for it, or in some way, shape, or form, Colquitt has been a top that region, which is no small feat when you think about it. When you're in a region with Camden and Lowndes and Valdosta, and Colquitt is year in, year out, at least for a decade plus, been right there in the thick of it, if not winning it for, I guess this would have been their 11th straight season, if I'm right. They'll be at home against Wheeler. Camden will head all the way up to Kennesaw, Georgia, just outside of the perimeter, to take on North Cobb. A few years ago, I actually went up there for a playoff game. I called that game where Camden also drew North Cobb in the first round several years ago, and Camden got blasted by North Cobb. Camden's the four seed, North Cobb's the one seed. That was the same dynamic several years ago when I went up there to call that game. We'll see. It is a dip, but I will say this is a better Camden team that went to play North Cobb several years ago when I called that game, and I don't think that North Cobb is as good as they were several years ago when I called that game, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. Valdosta also heads on the road. They ended up with the three seed in Region 1 and 6A. They will go to Walton. Valdosta, of course, has struggled a little bit without their starting quarterback. We'll see what his status is. They'll go on the road up to Atlanta to play Walton. North Paulding will make the trip down to Valdosta to the Concrete Palace to play Lowndes. Again, we'll talk about that game in a little bit, but that's a tough play. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are, especially if you're forcing the playoffs. Going and playing in the Concrete Palace, trying to win in the regular season, much less the playoffs, that is tough sledding. In 5A, those were your 6A games, by the way. In 5A, the Coffee County Trojans, who are a 3 seed out of region, I believe it's region 2, they will head and play Jackson County. Good luck, Jackson County. Jackson County is a 2 seed. They will host Coffee. I'm not going to be stunned. You know, there are three really, really, really good teams in that region. Coffee, Thomas County Central, and Lee County, all abiding in that region. I would not be stunned to see all three of those teams end up deep, if not in the Final Four. We'll talk a little bit about that. Villa Rica will come all the way down to Glenn County Stadium between the bricks to play the Brunswick High Pirates. Brunswick High, you may see them in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Brunswick High set the all-time single season record last week in points scored in a single season. It's a ton. Their offense is extremely elite. They can score with anybody in the state. They'll be at home. They're the 1 seed. Villa Rica will come and visit them. There are 4. Speaking of 4 seeds, Glenn Academy last week with their playoff hopes on the line, their playoff lives on the line, they found a way to relinquish a lead late and then come back and take the lead back from Evans, punching their ticket in as a 4 seed. Their reward, they will have to take a 6.5-hour bus trip up to Rome to the Wolves' Den to play the Rome Wolves. Rome's a number 1. Of course, Glenn is a number 4. Effingham will head to East Paulding. Effingham is a 3. East Paulding is a 2. Habersham, 4 seed. They will head to Leesburg to take on the number 1 team in the state, the Lee County Trojans. So Lee's the 1 seed. Lee County is a lot of folks' favorite. Their path to the playoffs, I'm not going to say it's easy. They do have Milton on their side of the bracket. Once you get to the Final Four, you know, that might pose some problems. A lot of folks picking Lee County to be your state champions. Houston will head to Clark Central. Houston's the 4 seed. Clark Central is the 1 seed. In 4A, Warner Robins will head to Marist. Benedictine, who is the 2 seed, or excuse me, the 3 seed, they will go up to Southwest DeKalb. Tucker pays a trip to the Swamp over at Memorial Stadium in Waycross to play the Ware County Gators. You're talking about tough places to win that in the state? That's another one. In 3A, Long County, the Blue Tide finally make a playoff appearance. I told you this was going to happen. I told you they would be there. Once again, listen to Jason Bishop. Long County will head to Upson Lee. It may be a short-lived playoff run for the Blue Tide, but they were there. West Lawrence heads to Baldwin County. West Lawrence, a 3 seed, Baldwin, a 2. Heritage will Southeast Bullock will go to Calusa Heritage. Southeast Bullock, a 3 seed. Calusa is a 2 seed. In AA, Crisp will head to Appling in Baxley. Jackson will head to Pierce. Pierce is the 2 seed. Appling is the 1 seed. They're both from the same region, by the way. In Single A Division 1, Vidalia will head to Fannin. Washington County heads to Jeff Davis. And they do their rankings all funky, right? Like they do it by power rankings 1 through 32 instead of ranking 1 through 4 in regions. I don't like this format, just being honest with you. I think it's really tough to tell in this format, you know, who is really good and who is not. And I don't like not having teams seeded according to region play. Swainsboro will go to Northeast. Rabun to Fitzgerald. Gordon Central to Dublin. Dublin is a 2 seed in the entire thing, right? 1 through 32, Dublin is the 2 seed. Bacon at Thomasville. Southwest at Tombs in Division 2 in Single A. ECI at Telfair. It's a tough matchup for Telfair. They're a 1 seed. ECI is the 4, but ECI is not a normal 4 seed. That's going to be a really good football game. Warren County at Clinch, Hawkinsville at Metter. MCA will go on the road to Wilcox County. MCA the 3 seed, Wilcox County the 2 seed. That's a matchup typically you would see like in the later rounds, at least the Elite Eight. They're going to match up in the first round. Charlton at Lincoln, and in Single A Private, you're going to have Savannah Country Day at Mount Vernon. A lot of good games, especially in the single-A classification and the double-A classification very early on. Just a testament to how good all of those programs are in those lower classifications.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The high school football playoff season now in full swing. Frederica's season ended last week at the hands of Valwood in the GISA playoffs. This week in the GHSA playoffs, Southeast Bullock will be on the road at Calusa Heritage. Glenn will travel up to the Wolves Den to take on Rome. Brunswick will host Villa Rica between the Bricks, and Camden will trek to Atlanta to take on North Cobb. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
As we get into the playoffs, right, the rankings get a little bit harder to do because in the formula that we use to rank these teams, playoff wins matter more than what they normally do in the regular season. Playoff wins matter more than regular season wins, so it creates a lot of room for mobility for teams to move in, out, up, and down in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And for the record, like for those folks that don't know, this is how we do them, right? You're eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings if you are south of I-16 or roundabout, or if you're east of I-75 or roundabout. So in that little square, right, south of I-16, roundabout, east of I-75, roundabout, you're eligible. Also, there is a formula that all of these numbers get put into every single week. Quality wins, deficit of wins, margin of victory, deficit of losses, quality losses, head-to-head, all of those things get put into a formula. And then the formula comes out with these teams and ranks them across all classifications, all the way from 6A all the way down to GISA. So it is the most comprehensive ranking system of the teams in South Georgia, in my opinion, period. And so also what this says is doesn't say that if a team is ranked fifth ahead of a team that's ranked sixth, it's not saying that the team that's ranked fifth can beat the team that's ranked sixth because you're doing all classifications. What it's saying is that the team that's ranked fifth, Team X, is ranked higher because they have done better within their schedule than the team that's ranked sixth, Team Y. So I hope that makes a ton of sense to you. There have been some folks that have kind of complained about the complicatedness, but it's not really that complicated. Of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. All right, so here we go. There is no one that is out. Everybody that was in last week stayed in this week. So no new teams in, nobody out. And we did have a little bit of movement, not a lot, but a little bit of movement in these rankings. So starting off at, well, let's just do, let's, well, last week you had Valdosta at 10, you had Toombs at 9, Clinch was 8, Brunswick was 7, 6 Pierce, 5 Metter, 4 Lowndes, 3 Bullock, 2 Dublin, and 1 the Savannah Christian Red Raiders. All right, so getting started. At number 10, holding strong at number 10, the only team that's in with 2 losses in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, coming off of a bye, the Valdosta Wildcats stay in at number 10. At number 9, also holding strong at number 9, coming off of a 44-8 thumping over the Swainsboro Tigers. Boy, Swainsboro had a year. Toombs County. Toombs County remains at number 9. At number 8, moving down one spot. Here's the little bit of movement I was telling you about. With a 43-12 win over Bradwell, the Brunswick High Pirates check in at number 8. They fall one spot from number 7. Moving up one spot from 8 to 7, the Clinch County Panthers, with a 51-37 win over Charlton County, Clinch jumps Brunswick from 8 to 7. At number 6, 41-0 winners over Vidalia, the Pierce County Bears at number 6. And that's a tough ranking for Pierce. I think in a lot of these rankings, Pierce would be a little higher. But, man, these teams that are in, it is stiff competition. At number 5, coming off of a 28-10 win over ECI, the Metter Tigers check in at number 5, holding strong at number 5. At number 4, holding strong where they are, coming off of a bye, heading into the playoffs. Number 4, the Lowndes County Vikings check in with that 4th spot. At number 3, also coming off of a playoff bye, the Bullock Academy Gators come in at number 3, coming off of a bye. At number 2, another team coming off of a bye, holding strong at number 2, the Dublin Fighting Irish. And the number 1 team for the 2nd consecutive week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, also coming off of a bye themselves, the Savannah Christian Red Raiders, hold strong at number 1. So we'll go ahead and recap. At number 10, we had Valdosta, 9, Toombs County, 8, Brunswick High, 7, Clinch County, 6, Pierce County, 5, Metter, 4, Lowndes, 3, Bullock Academy, 2, Dublin, and the number 1 team again, 2nd consecutive week, the Savannah Christian Red Raiders in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So while we're talking about these, I'm going to go ahead and, since I've got a little bit of time here left in the segment, I'm going to go ahead and kind of throw my winners, my state championship teams that I think are going to end up winning state titles. In GHSA private, I've got Savannah Christian, right? My number 1 team right now in Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Ranking, Savannah Christian. My team, my pick to win the GHSA private state football playoffs. In GHSA class single A, I have Heard County winning that one. And I've got Dublin getting to the final 4 and losing to Heard in the final 4. I've got Fitzgerald in the Elite 8. Let's see where else. So I have Toombs County. I've got them in the Elite 8. And I think that's it for that classification as far as South Georgia teams. In single-A class Division 2, I've got Brooks County winning the whole thing. I've got Clinch County in the Final 4. I've got Metter losing to Clinch in the Elite 8. MCA, I've got in the second round going out to Manchester. So those are the teams in Division 2. All right, in double-A, I have Callaway winning the whole thing. Not really a whole lot of teams. I got Pierce in the Final 4 losing to Callaway. I've got Appling winning the first and second rounds, getting to the Elite 8, and also losing to Callaway. In AAA, I have Peach County winning the whole thing. And I've got Wes Lawrence winning a first-round game, and that's really it. It's a tough, tough road for South Georgia teams in AAA. In 4A, I have Blessed Trinity winning the whole thing. I've got Ware County all the way to the Elite Eight losing to Cartersville. I've got Benedictine to the Elite Eight losing to Blessed Trinity. In 5A, I've got Milton winning the whole thing. I've got Milton upsetting Lee in the Final Four. And I went back and forth on this a lot. So I'm going to go with Milton. But again, most folks think that Lee's going to win it. I've got Coffee County getting to the Elite Eight and losing to Woodward. I've got Lee County losing to Milton in the Final Four. I've got Brunswick High losing to Coffee in the second round of the GHSA playoffs. I've got Glenn going out in the first round, by the way, to Rome. And in 6A, my winner is Buford. Most folks think the same thing. I'm sticking with Buford. I've got Colquitt going out in the second round to Collins Hill. I've got Camden going out in the first round. I've got Valdosta going out in the first round. And I have Lowndes going out in the second round to Buford. So those are my picks. For basically everything except for GISA. Those are the picks, man. And so if you're a high school football fan like me, I would love, and you know, another thing I would love is if you have a bracket, send it to me. Email it to me, Facebook it, whatever it is you want to do. But I love looking at these brackets. So those are my winners for the GHSA playoffs. We are finally there. Let's go.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys, alongside my partner Robert Sullivan. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive trained comfort specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust. For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays. Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
All right, so now the college football season, boy, it took a crazy turn on us this last weekend. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show brought to you by DBM Roofing, Wild Adventures, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. The team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so we're going to jump into our college football pick'em. Utah at number 17, Colorado. Of course, Colorado having a phenomenal season. They're right in the mix in the Big 12. Give me Colorado. Number two, Ohio State at Northwestern. I think we'll continue to watch Ohio State and Oregon march their way to possibly a Big Ten championship showdown. Give me Ohio State on the road. 25, Tulane at Navy. 25, Tulane getting obviously into the top 25 rankings. They go down. Navy knocks off Tulane to knock them out of the top 25. Number 20, Clemson at Pitt. Pitt got exposed by SMU, got blasted by the Mustangs. They'll be at home against number 20, Clemson. I don't see anything different here. I think Clemson wins, and they win big. Number 3, Texas at Arkansas. Be careful, Texas. Been a lot of upheaval, especially in the SEC. On the road at Arkansas, they are a much better football team than what you think they are. Texas struggles. Don't be stunned if they get beat, but I'll take Texas maybe by a field goal. Mercer at number 10, Alabama. And all of a sudden, the college football playoff has reshifted and aligned itself for Alabama to be able to get back into the college football playoff. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, we thought they were dead, and here they are right here on the cusp. Boston College at 14, SMU. I like SMU to get the job done at home. Number 4, Penn State at Purdue. Purdue is terrible. Penn State goes in there and blows out Purdue. 22, LSU at Florida. Billy Napier still coaching for his job. This is a game he's probably got to get. LSU reeling from that loss at Alabama might have eliminated them from the college football playoff. We'll see how things shake out. Give me LSU to go into Gainesville and knock off the Gators, and the Billy Napier farewell tour will continue. Virginia at number 8, Notre Dame. Give me Notre Dame and South Bend. Number 19, Louisville at Stanford. Louisville's a good football team. Really under the radar, underrated. Give me Louisville. 23, Missouri at 21, South Carolina. Look, Missouri played great at the beginning of the season. South Carolina did not. Those tables have flipped. Missouri not playing so well. South Carolina playing lights out. Give me South Carolina at home in Columbia to beat Missouri. Arizona State at 16, Kansas State. Kansas State right in the middle of the Big 12 picture. Give me Kansas State at home. Close football game, though. 13, Boise State at San Jose State. I want to pick San Jose State here because I'm just not a big believer in Boise State. But, man, when I look at their schedule, you know, they lost by 3 points early in the season to Oregon. 3 points to the number one team in the country. Maybe Boise State's a little better than I think they are. They definitely get the win on the road at San Jose State. Probably what amounts to an elimination game. Number 7, Tennessee heads to Athens to play number 12, Georgia, who comes off of that tough loss to Ole Miss where they were really dominated in that football game. Ole Miss beat them in every phase of the football game. Georgia showed problems getting pressure on the quarterback, which led to problems covering receivers. Ole Miss was basically at a track meet the entire game. I think Georgia gets things right. They're at home. Give me the dogs to beat Tennessee. Number 1, Oregon at Wisconsin. Write this down. Oregon goes into Camp Randall and walks away with their first loss of the season. Wisconsin upsets Oregon. New Mexico State at 15, Texas A&M. Give me the Aggies at home. 18, Washington at New Mexico. Give me Washington. Kansas at number 6, BYU. BYU undefeated. Right now the top team in the Big 12. No problem at home with Kansas, at least I don't think so. In the SEC, Louisiana Monroe at Auburn. Give me Auburn close. Give me Auburn close. Murray State at Kentucky in the SEC. Give me Kentucky to win at home. In the ACC, Syracuse at Cal. I will take Syracuse. I've been talking about how good of a football team they are as well. Underrated. Wake Forest at North Carolina in a game that nobody really cares about unless you live in the state of North Carolina. Give me the Tar Heels to get that thing done. In Conference USA, Sam Houston goes to First Third Stadium to play the Kennesaw State Owls. Give me Sam Houston. 14-point favorite, by the way, is Sam Houston over the Owls. In the Sun Belt, Troy heads to Statesboro to play Georgia Southern. Give me the Georgia Southern Eagles. Arkansas State at Georgia State. Give me Georgia State at home to get that thing done. So those are the games that are going on in the top 25 ACC, SEC, Conference USA, and, you know, miscellaneous games that I think kind of matter to folks in our region. It'll be a pretty good weekend of college football. Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs! All right, so I mentioned to you the college football world got flipped upside down. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you my top 12 teams in the college football playoff picture, according to me. And this gets tricky. Like, it was really tricky. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show brought to you by DBM Roofing, Wild Adventures, and also by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. You know, you had a lot of teams, especially at the back end now, that are trying to find their way in, I guess. So we'll start from 12 to 1. Last week I had Iowa State at 12, SMU at 11, Notre Dame at 10, 9 was Tennessee, 8 Penn State, 7 Indiana, 6 Texas, 5 BYU, 4 Ohio State, 3 was Georgia, 2 was Miami, and 1 was Oregon. So definitely we got some changes. At number 12, I have Georgia still in the top 12, but that really doesn't matter because Boise State, if they stay where they are and win out, they're going to get that 12 seed, and it will knock Georgia out unless Georgia finds its way into the SEC championship game and wins, which I don't think is completely unheard of. I might get a chance to go into that scenario in a minute. Number 11, I've got Alabama. 2-loss Alabama, head-to-head win over Georgia. Give me Alabama at 11. That might prove huge if these rankings hold, and Alabama's right there at the tail end trying to get in. That win over Georgia could prove pivotal to get them in, especially head-to-head over Georgia. At number 10, falling out of the top five, I've got the Miami Hurricanes with that stunning loss this past week. At number 9, Notre Dame checks in at number 9. That win over Texas A&M at the beginning of the season really holding them up. But remember, they do have that tough loss. I think it was like against Northern Illinois. At number 8, I've got SMU just ahead of Notre Dame. SMU's only loss is a good loss. So, you know, that came to BYU, by the way. So SMU, quality loss, pretty soft schedule, but BYU's it. So they'll check in at number 8. At number 7, I've got Tennessee. The loss to Arkansas really hurts the Volunteers, but I've got them at number 7. At number 6, Penn State, their lone loss to Ohio State. They check in at number 6. At number 5, Texas. Now, Texas finds itself back in the driver's seat after Georgia loses. Remember, Georgia owns the head-to-head. But keep this in mind. Texas and Texas A&M will play at the end of the season. You've got 3 teams right now in the SEC that only have 1 loss. That's Texas, Texas A&M, and Tennessee. So if Georgia beats Tennessee, that gives Tennessee 2 losses. And then if the winner of Texas and Texas A&M, that's going to give the loser 2 losses. So there may only be 1 team left with 1 loss. And if Texas A&M beats Texas, this is what I was talking about a minute ago. If Georgia beats Tennessee, Tennessee's got 2 losses. Georgia's got the tiebreaker head-to-head. If A&M beats Texas, That gives Texas two losses. Georgia's got the tiebreaker head-to-head. The problem is that you've got a whole bunch of other two-loss teams, Alabama, Ole Miss. Both of them have head-to-head wins over Georgia. So it's going to get really complicated. We'll see how things play out down the stretch. At number four, Ohio State. Big game this week against Indiana. We'll see how that goes. Number three, the aforementioned Indiana Hoosiers trying to stun the world. Nobody giving them any respect, trying to take down Ohio State. At number two, BYU. Yeah, I've got BYU at number two. Power Conference undefeated. They look the part so far. They've blasted pretty much everybody they've played. I think a really underrated team. I don't know that, you know, they are one of those teams that is good enough to win a national championship, but, you know, definitely probably being undefeated at this point, they've got room for maybe two losses and still find their way in. So I've got BYU at two. And then number one, the Oregon Ducks. I remember now, I've got Oregon getting upset this week at Camp Randall and against Wisconsin. So we'll see how that goes. So let's recap. At number 12, I've got Georgia. Big game against Tennessee. 11, I've got Alabama. The head-to-head win over Georgia right now is huge for the Crimson Tide. At number 10, Miami. One loss Miami. Maybe room for Miami to lose one more and still find their way into the ACC championship game. We'll see how that goes. 9, Notre Dame. That win over Texas A&M really holding them up right now. 8, SMU. Their only loss is to BYU, who is undefeated. 7, Tennessee. They've beaten Alabama, by the way, so there's another wrinkle in that whole scenario where you got a whole bunch of two-loss teams in the SEC vying for a spot in Atlanta. Tennessee owns the tiebreaker over Alabama. 6, Penn State. Their only loss coming to Ohio State. 5, Texas. Their only loss coming to Georgia. They still have Texas A&M on the schedule to round out the year, and probably the winner of that game will punch their ticket to Atlanta, probably, depending on what happens between now and then. At number 4, Ohio State. They've got Michigan looming on the calendar. Indiana's right now in front of them. We'll see how that goes. At 3, Indiana trying to prove to the world that they are for real. They're going to have an opportunity to do so this week against Ohio State. At number 2, undefeated BYU. Playing in the Big 12 has certainly benefited BYU as they are undefeated. And they do have that key win over SMU, who is ranked inside the top 12. And number 1, Oregon. They've got the tiebreaker over Ohio State. We'll see what happens if they lose to Wisconsin this week. But in the Big 10, they do have the tiebreaker over Ohio State, which I think could be a pretty big and significant deal in conference. So, man, a lot of football still left to be played, and who knows how crazy this thing is going to get. We may end up with scenarios where we've got 4 or 5 two-loss teams that are not just vying to get into the college football playoff, but all sorts of crazy tiebreaker situations to figure out who gets into their conference championship game. I can definitely see that happening in the SEC. I think it's going to get nuts.
Hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're gonna need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about their keg selection too. Locally family owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for the specials on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Mac's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Mac's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
How about a little adventure in your life? Southeast Adventure Outfitters has been sharing the beautiful waterways of the Golden Isles since 1994. Kayak adventures offered daily. Full selection of kayaks from Hobie and Wilderness Systems. Schedule a private demo in Brunswick or find them every day in the Pier Village on St. Simons. Outdoor gear and clothes from Columbia, North Face, Tilly hats, even Costa sunglasses. Book a trip online at southeastadventure.com or over the phone at 912-638-6732. Group and club discounts are available too. Southeast Adventure Outfitters. Let's make some memories.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
All right, so the high school football playoff season in the GHSA ready to kick off in just a mere few minutes. So one thing I want to say about the 6A classification, there are four teams that are represented in 30 in a field of 32. The bulk of the rest of the other 28 are, you know, mainly around Atlanta, the Atlanta area. I don't think that the representation of South Georgia having four teams in the field is extremely fair. When they reclassified in the GHSA region-wise this past season, that was kind of the model that was promised. They did not follow through with that as far as trying to cut down on travel, especially among South Georgia teams come playoff time. You know, there was some talk that there were going to be two South Georgia regions at the highest classification. Now, personally, that is what I would like to see. I would like to see a 6A or, you know, whatever the top classification was over in West Georgia with teams like Camden and Lowndes and Valdosta and Colquitt and Tift and Lee and all of those folks over there, Thomas County Central. And then on the other side on the coast, you know, I'd like to see Camden and Richmond Hill and Brunswick and Glenn and those schools that the Effinghams, you know, that go up the coast. Probably not going to happen because I guess the numbers as far as, you know, student population disallow for that. But if there were a way, I would really like that. That would give eight teams, representation of eight teams, still in a field of 32, not that many, small percentage, but a lot better than four. Just me talking out loud. So in 6A, I'm going to pick some winners, right? Wheeler goes to the Hog Pen to play Colquitt. Tough place to win a football game. Give me Colquitt to advance to the second round. I mentioned that earlier. North Cobb at home against Camden. I think this game's going to be closer than what most people think. Camden's a pretty strong four seed. I'm not saying North Cobb's a weak one seed. I wouldn't use the term weak, but I don't know that North Cobb is a legitimate championship contender in 6A. North Cobb gets the W, but I think Camden keeps the game close, makes it a little uncomfortable for North Cobb. Valdosta goes on the road to Walton. This will be a really good football game. It'll probably be one of the better games of the night. Give me Walton at home to take down Valdosta. I just don't like Valdosta's quarterback situation, their injury situation. If they were 100% healthy, I think Valdosta would have won that region, but they're not. So give me Walton. North Paulding will go to Lowndes. I said this earlier in the show. You don't go to the Concrete Palace in the playoffs and play Lowndes and find a way to win. It's a good football game. Lowndes finds a way to win at home. In 5A, Coffee is going to blast Jackson County. Again, in that region, Coffee, Thomas County Central, and Lee, all really good teams. I think all significant state title contenders. Coffee will, I believe, win that game, and then the next week they will head on the road to play the Brunswick High Pirates. down in Brunswick at Glynn County Stadium. Speaking of Brunswick High, they will be hosting Villa Rica at Glynn County Stadium. I don't see any problems with this game for the Pirates. They're going to score a bunch of points, which is something they're very good at. They'll get that second round matchup with Coffee. I will say this. I'd like Coffee to win that game, but I'm not going to be stunned if Brunswick does indeed beat Coffee. I think it'd be like the first time that Brunswick has beaten Coffee since maybe the 1980s. Fact check me, Brunswick High fans, if I'm wrong about that. The winner of that game, I believe, comes out of their bracket. The winner of Coffee and Brunswick, I believe, get to the Final Four. Glenn will head to Rome. Again, I think Glenn, the way they play, they run the football a lot, they eat a lot of clock, shorten the games, play good defense, and I think that they're going to be able to hang in with Rome because of that. Rome, by the way, here's an interesting tidbit about them. They've got two losses. One of them was to Carrollton the first game of the season. The second game they lost of the year was to Toombs in the second game of the season. Toombs is a single-A program. Never, ever should a single-A program beat a 5A program, especially a team that's a one seed. So I don't know that Rome isn't vulnerable. I don't know that Glenn wins, but I don't really think that Rome is a considerable state championship contender either. Effingham at East Paulding. Give me East Paulding at home. Habersham will go to Lee County to get blasted by the Trojans. Houston goes to Clark Central. Houston's a strong four, okay? This is going to be a close game. Clark Central, I think, finds a way to win in the end. In 4A, Warner Robins at Marist. I like Marist a lot in this football game. Good game. Marist finds a way. Benedictine at Southwest DeKalb. Benedictine goes to Southwest DeKalb and wins. Tucker at Ware. Tucker's a good football team. Ware is a tough place to win. One of the premier and coolest venues in the state of Georgia as far as high school football goes. If you have a chance to take in a game at Memorial Stadium in Waycross, you should definitely do it. Give me Ware. In 3A, Long and Upson Lee. I don't think Long's got the manpower to beat Upson Lee. I think they go out in the first round, but congrats on the Blue Tide for getting into the playoffs. We'll see what they can do if they can pull a stunning upset. West Lawrence at Baldwin. Give me Baldwin. Some of that talent that had all accumulated at John Millage seems to be matriculating its way back into the public school system in Baldwin County. So give me Baldwin. Heritage at Southeast Bullock at Heritage. Originally, I had circled Southeast Bullock in this game. I've actually changed my mind. Give me Harrison Calusa to win this football game. This is a really close football game. I'm not going to be stunned if Southeast Bullock doesn't pull it out. But for now, I'm picking Heritage Calusa. And 2A, Crisp at Appling. Appling is the one seed out of that region. They will beat Crisp. The two seed out of that region is Pierce. They'll be at home against Jackson. Give me Pierce to advance as well. In single-A Division I, Vidalia at Fannin. Fannin is the number one team overall, I believe, in that bracket. So give me Fannin. Washington County at Jeff Davis. Home football game in the first round of the playoffs for Jeff Davis, but I think Washington County is a little better. Give me Washington County. Swainsboro at Northeast. Northeast will beat Swainsboro. Rayburn at Fitzgerald. Give me Fitzgerald. Gordon Central at Dublin. I said that Fannin was the number one team in that bracket. Dublin is the number two team. Give me Dublin over Gordon Central. Bacon at Thomasville. Give me Thomasville at home. And Southwest at Toombs. Toombs has had a really good season. I think they continue to march. Toombs gets the W. In single-A Division II, ECI at Telfair. ECI is a very strong number four. I think this game is very close, but give me Telfair at home. Warren County at Clinch. Give me Clinch. Hawkinsville at Metter. Metter's the number one seed. Hawkinsville is the four. Give me Metter and Candler County to win that game. MCA at Wilcox County. This is going to be a dogfight. This is going to be a whale of a football game. Two very good programs. MCA kind of a dark horse. I feel the same way about Wilcox County, though, too. Give me MCA to go on the road and win this football game. Charlton at Lincoln. Charlton's the fourth seed. Lincoln is the one. I'll take Lincoln. And in single-A private, Savannah Country Day at Mount Vernon. You know what? Give me Savannah Country Day to get that game and advance to the second round of the playoffs. Man, these playoff matchups, especially these lower classifications, are really tough. It's going to be a lot of
this
fun.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Yeah.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The high school football playoff season now in full swing. Fredrika's season ended last week at the hands of Valwood in the GISA playoffs. This week in the GHSA playoffs, Southeast Bullock will be on the road at Colusa Heritage. Glenn will travel up to the Wolves Den to take on Rome. Brunswick will host Villa Rica between the Bricks. And Camden will trek to Atlanta to take on North Cobb. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.